Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington, an inner peace practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington, an oracle and student of the universe. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for sharing the show. Ooh-wee, you know what? I need a camera. I need a live camera on me right before this show starts. It is chaos around here. It is chaos in the studio, and I'm the only one here, and I'm the only one. So guess what? That means I'm the one that's causing all that. I mean, it's just, thank God the show, the song is, what, a minute and six? Ooh-wee, I'm scrambling around here. Can we just calm down? Let me just take a couple of deep breaths. Welcome again to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for being here. Brief introduction. Who is Rebecca Norrington, happiness specialist? Who the hell does she think she is? Well, one of the things I want to, and I just started sharing this recently, is what I share and what I teach is controversial, it's disruptive, it's contentious, it's unpopular. It's unpopular. It pushes buttons, but that doesn't matter because it doesn't matter anymore. I remember years and years and years ago thinking that, well, if I say this and people are going to get angry and if I talk about it this way. And, you know, if you've listened to the show, you know me, that I really come out full force and I speak very openly about my beliefs and my observations. And even more so, it's gotten to a time where I'm at, you know, I'm at a time in my life where there's nothing to I was going to say there's nothing to be fearful about. There's nothing to resist anymore. It really isn't. At this stage, at stage three, what is there to resist? The acceptance, I'm talking about this life, acceptance of every moment, acceptance of self is the quickest way. I'm going to say, I'm not going to say the only way, but it is the quickest way, the only way I know, the only way I know to peace. And when I say I'm a happiness specialist, let me give you my definition. The definition, my definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens. And regardless of what doesn't happen, the ability to be at peace, the ability to have a peaceful vibration, a peaceful energy, regardless of what's going on outside, regardless of the storms of life. That's my definition. So when I say happiness, it is a vibration. It's a state of mind. It's an energy. It's a foundation. And when you practice and when you commit to the practice, as I say, happiness is a practice skill, when you commit to the practice, that vibration, that energy becomes your identity. I mean, it's just a practice becomes who you are. You are peace, regardless of what happens. You're in a rowboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. The waves are crashing. The storms are brewing. The wind is blowing. The temperatures are, are dropping. But there is nothing out there that affects you, your energy, or your vibration. When I say happiness is a practice skill, that's what I'm talking about. It is a practice. And then you have to ask your question, ask the question, how much, what are you prioritizing peace? Is that a priority to you, for you? There was a time in my life when I thought that was the only priority for not only me, for you too. And why wasn't it? And if peace and happiness and contentment and all that wasn't a priority for you, I had a problem. And that's another thing that I practice, is staying out of anybody else's business and knowing that the universe does not need my help inserted in anybody else's journey, unless I'm asked. The universe does not need my help inserted in anybody else's journey unless I'm asked. Let me get back to a really brief introduction, because every week the show is growing, and I keep saying it, but it's true. The show is growing, and I just want to share a little bit of background, foundational background. So on a scale from 1 to 10, my dear listeners, how important is happiness in your life? What is your definition of happiness? And what or who is subtracting from your happiness today? And are you as happy when you're faced with life? Inevitable challenges. Now, the challenge we're going to talk about, it happened last week, same day. It's being called Slapgate. I love that, Slapgate. At least I have a name for it, Slapgate. And so we're going to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it in a different way. We're going to talk about it without. Let me just say me. I'm going to talk about it without thinking I know what was going on in Chris Rock's head or what was going on in Will Smith's head. No, I don't know any of that. But it's interesting because when these public displays of behavior come out, and especially, that slap was heard all around the world, it gives us the opportunity to look at it, analyze it, dissect it, and what did I learn from it? What did I gain from it? What lessons, how did I grow from it? I cannot wait to start on. It was fascinating. That whole incident just had so much potential to teach individuals, all of us, and we all are going to get different lessons from the same, watching the same thing. We are as different as our fingerprints. I love that because it's the truth. We are as different. And so what the differences are, the challenges of whether or not we accept other people or not, whether we judge other people or not, whether we compare ourselves to other people or not. All of those above, judge, compare, all of those subtract from happiness. But let me just go back to the introduction. So I ask this question mostly every week. So what are the biggest issues and the biggest problems and the biggest issues that face the world today? Is it poverty, disease, hunger, overpopulation, wars, religion, global warming, animal rights? What is it? Well, over here I contend that it's a lack of inner peace, a.k.a. happiness, a lack of inner peace. I was speaking to someone yesterday, and I asked the question, I said, so how much of life experiences do you think you're in charge of? How much of life do you think you are in charge of? And they answered me, 50-50. 50-50. Now, I know that people may agree or may not agree with me on this one. And again, just what I say is just practice it for yourself. Don't believe what I'm saying. Just practice and see for yourself. So they said 50-50, and I said, well, how's that working out for you, 50-50? There's your plan, and then there's God's plan. There's your plan, and there's the universe's plan. And anytime I resist the plan, or anytime I resist the moment, the present moment, guess what? It never works out. It always feels off. You know what resistance feels like. And the other thing I want to say before I start the show, before I start the topic of the show, is the study done on hospice patients. You can Google it. It's called The 5 Biggest Regrets of the Dying, or The 5 Regrets of the Dying. The 5 Regrets of the Dying. 5 most common regrets of the dying. Number 1, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life that others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And I wish I would have let myself be happier. Doesn't get any more powerful than that. The 5 most common regrets of the dying. So I ask you, my dear audience, can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? All those questions, yes or no. Let's take it. Let's take it now to that infamous Academy Awards, which will never, ever be forgotten. Slapgate. Woo, woo. Slap. I'm going to talk about Slapgate, but I'm going to talk about it coming from a different perspective, a different way. And I don't know, but has anybody talked about Slapgate and what are the lessons? I mean, it's really easy to talk about it and dissect and point the finger and say, well, this person, and listen, I did the same thing. When I saw it, I went right into, the Slapgate experience, I want to use it as what did it teach me about me? Where am I? Where am I in my own personal growth? Where am I? Where am I? So in other words, what would I do in the same situation? Where am I? And so you can play along, because the question is going to be, where are you in your own growth? And can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Or do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? All of that was on display last week. If you don't remember, or if you haven't heard the story, in September 2021, I went to a very big, very... It was a networking event, but it was filled with millionaires, billionaires, actresses. Let me see, because I wrote an article. Fashion designers, best-selling authors, businessmen, coaches, television personalities, actors, actresses, social media experts, on and on. CEOs of companies worth millions of dollars, CEOs worth companies of billions of dollars. And I'd never attended an event like that before. And so the cool thing about it was anybody that was speaking or anybody that was on stage, you know, the people that the attendees came to see, said that We're open. We are here for you. If you want to schedule a one-on-one time, just tap us on the shoulder. So there was one gentleman, and I've told this story on the show before, but I want to tell it again. And I'm only saying it because when I asked, where are you, meaning where are you in your growth? Where are you? Now, where's my water? Where am I? Where's my water? Hold on a second, my dear audience. See, I didn't have my lemon water this morning. I didn't have my lemon water before the show. So anyway, I asked this one gentleman, and his name, and I've written an article about it. I've published it, and I've talked about it on the show. His name was Walter O'Brien. You can Google him. Walter O'Brien has a reported IQ of 197. He supposedly stopped terrorists in the United States. The CBS show Scorpion was inspired because of him. Anywho, I asked to speak with him, and he was very generous with his time. And we went outside. It was the last day of the event, and we were face-to-face, maybe 3 feet away. And I remember saying, good evening, my name is Rebecca Norrington, and I'm a happiness specialist. And if you've listened to the show, you know what happened next. Before I could finish saying I was a happiness specialist, I did finish it, and then he says, well, just before you go on, I want to let you know that you will never, ever work in any of my companies, because what you do is toxic. What you do as a happiness specialist, what you teach is toxic. So if you know this story, you've heard me say it before. I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing, and I asked him. I said, please tell me more. So he began to tell me that I wasted 35 years of my life studying and pursuing happiness. I've contributed zero to the planet. Searching for happiness and inner peace is delusional. What I've accomplished can't be measured. Therefore, I've accomplished nothing. I love that one. What I've accomplished can't be measured. Therefore, I've accomplished nothing. I'm selfish. I'm toxic. And if the people I counsel don't employ at least 1,000 individuals, I'm wasting my time and their time. Now, why did I bring that up for the 100th time? If you remember that story, one of the things that I learned about the practice that I've been talking about, sharing, teaching for decades, is that, number one, words innately do not have power. And I know that the masses, we've all been programmed to believe that they have power, but innately words do not have power. So his words slipped off me like I was Teflon, just slipped right off. That's the reason why I could laugh. And again, it is a practice. This inner peace, happiness, is a practice skill. And the other thing that I learned is that it's never personal. That whatever anyone says to me, even if they're calling me by my name, whatever they said to me, especially if it's derogative and or negative and or meant to hurt, it's not personal. It's never personal. This is an impersonal universe. And there are 360 degrees in a circle, which means there are 360 different perspectives to describe each present moment, probably 360 degrees times a million, or how many people on this planet. 7.2 billion, there are 7.2 billion perspectives. We are as different as our fingerprint. And the last thing is, when somebody feels really, really, really bad and they're going through something really, really, really crappy, they have a hump in their back, they're in a bad mood, what do they want? The humpback man wants you to feel bad too. The humpback man wants you to have a hump too. Now let's talk about Slapgate. Slapgate, Slapgate. Now, the first thing I want to say is I'm describing the incident as opposed to judging. This is a, it's a totally different vibration. Describing an incident, describing an experience as opposed to judging the experience. Judging always requires a label. All labels subtract from peace. Judging always subtracts from peace. Judgments subtract from peace. So when you judge, that means you're labeling good, bad, happy, sad, and you're labeling. So I'm going to describe the event as opposed to judge it. Now let me tell you, I got my left hand up. I've made some judgments about it, and I'll make some judgments about it, but I realized that every single judgment I made not only subtracted from my own peace, but every judgment that I made, I can't guarantee that it's the truth. And if it's not the truth, and if it's not true, why am I even entertaining it? Something, especially now, this, what is true and what is not, it's not about my truth or your truth. It's about universal truth, real truth. Gravity is real. Cause and effect is real. So when I say universal truth, can you be at peace? Can you be at peace and judge at the same? Can you be at peace and blame someone at the same time? Can you be angry and be grateful at the same time? Thank you for at least come. Thank you, brain, for coming up with a better analogy. I'm up here fumbling. Can you be angry and grateful at the same time? I don't mean to yell at you. Sorry, audience. Can you be angry and grateful at the same time? Choose one. In the moment, it's a choice of one or the other. Can you be in the middle or cause, create drama and be at peace at the same time? I know if I'm causing drama, and I'm not talking about being on a stage. I know what I do or what I could do to cause drama. I know what's going to cause drama, and I know what's going to bring peace. In any situation, I am never surprised, and that is the practice. And you know, too, if you practice self-awareness and you are self-aware, you know in every moment if you say A, B, C, or D, whether or not that's going to your statement or your behavior is going to cause peace or it was going to cause drama in the room before you say it. So the first part of talking about Slapgate is just describing what happened. Describing what happened without judgment. And I talked about this a couple of weeks ago because I got this article from my acupuncturist office, and coincidentally, it was about, it's a GQ magazine, November 2021, GQ magazine. And guess who is the topic? Guess who has a chapter, an article about him? It's Will Smith. It's a GQ, November 2021. And one of the things that, and I'm just paraphrasing, he talks about wanting to be the biggest movie star in the world, wanting to have all the success, all of it. He wanted all of it. I mean, the goal to be the biggest movie star in the world? I said, not with a judgment. I'm just saying, that wouldn't have been one of my wants, one of my desires. And in fact, let me just throw this out. Any wants or any desires other than what the universe and wants and desires for me is always going to subtract from your peace too. I desire A, B, C, or D. Fill in the blank. Any desire, any want subtracts from peace. I had to learn that the hard way. So now my wants and desires, I say, whatever you want for me, your will, universe, your will. Your will. Because who is asking, who is wanting, and who is desiring? Is it coming from a universal place, or is it coming from the mind and the ego? So if it's coming from the mind and the ego, then those wants and desires deserve a side eye. What's up? No, thank you. I'm not buying into anything my ego or what my mind wants. That's a road to disaster. I'm just speaking for myself. So back to Will Smith, he said he wanted to be the biggest movie star in the world, and you know what? He achieved that. And he also starts talking about, with all his success, and I'm paraphrasing, I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. Smith still wasn't happy. So I can ask you, my dear audience, what is your definition of success? Accomplishments? Titles? What is your definition? And the reason why I'm asking these specific questions is sometimes people don't even think about it. I want to be successful. What is success to you? But anyway, let me get back to the, because I got to get back to Slapgate. I'm supposed to be talking about Slapgate. Okay, here we go. Describe. So let me just describe. So what happened? We all saw it. We all saw it more than once. I know I watched it more than once until I couldn't watch it anymore. I mean, I watched it just first with disbelief, and then I started watching and I said, you know what? I can't watch that anymore. Anywho, so we all saw it. What did Slapgate expose, especially coming from what is taught on this show? What did Slapgate expose? Well, it exposed that apparently words do have power. In Jada Pinkett, and that's not a guess. I mean, those words affected her. You saw her face. Those words affected her. So for her, words have power. She was affected by those words. Number two, you saw that Jada Pinkett took those words, took what Chris Rock said personally. Words had power. She took what Chris Rock said personally. What else did we learn? We learned that Will Smith, and again, this is just observation, this isn't judging, Will Smith was being himself when he laughed initially at Chris Rock's joke. Will Smith was being himself when he was because he laughed at first at Chris Rock's joke. He was being himself. Then he looks to the left and sees that Jada is not happy. And now instead of being himself, he becomes obligated. He becomes obligated to another person's feelings, obligated to another person's emotions, obligated to fix, do something about someone else's feelings. Obligation. All obligation subtracts from your peace and your happiness. And exceptions of obligations to an elderly parent or a child or someone that needs help. Obligation. All of that subtracts from peace. The other thing, not only did he feel obligation, the other thing is getting in someone else's business. Jada's feelings and this goes for all of us, our feelings are our responsibility. Looking for someone else to make me feel better, looking for someone else to make you feel better is, number one, controlling. Number one, if you say you love somebody, why are you trying to control them? Is manipulating. Wanting someone else to take care of your feelings or to nurture or to, you're responsible, my feelings are hurt, so you do something about it. My feelings are hurt, but you need to do something about it. It's not my responsibility, not my feelings. My feelings aren't my responsibility. They're your responsibility. You know, all of this should have been at the beginning of the show. Jeez Louise. Oh. You know, I have to start a little bit. Yeah, I'm feeling tightening up the introduction. Because this information is just too good. It's just too juicy. It's too juicy. Where was I? Oh, okay. Back to obligation. And now I'm in your business. The other thing that we learned, the other thing, what does the man with the hump in his back want? Jada felt really, really, really bad. At least that was how I interpreted the look. I mean, I didn't interpret her look as feeling really, really good. Really, really bad. And what does the man with the hump in his back want? Well, if I'm feeling this bad, I need some company. Where's my company? And I can't even imagine what those feelings are, that energy is now. I can't even imagine. Because obvious, the practice of words not having power, giving other people the responsibility for your peace, feeling obligated, all of that, taking things personally, all of that isn't practiced. No judgment, just an observation. And what did I learn? The other thing. Then, Will goes up there and slaps. Now, this is the question, and I'm asking you. In that rage, in that anger, in the middle of all of that, are you able to do an about-face? In the middle of the storm, when you are at your hottest temperature, when steam is coming out of your ears, are you able to snap, do an about face? And the about face is change up, discard, unplug the programming that I have that I'm going to walk up there and hit someone. I'm not asking whether or not Will Smith could not have turned around or could have turned around, because we saw what he did. But that's what I'm talking about. And this goes to you, my dear audience. Can you, in the middle of that rage, can you be so aware to stop it in an instant and turn around and get halfway up to the stage and turn around? See, that's another practice. It's called surrendering. Surrendering in the moment, in the middle of the storm. That's a powerful thing. Can you imagine how powerful that is? Because the thing is, once things happen, the first response is just anger, pissed off, anger. What do I do? And what do I do about this anger? That's the program response. And there could be millions and millions of different responses. So in that, the other thing is there's just one perspective. There was only one perspective that Will Smith saw and one perspective that Jada Pinkett saw and felt. One. And what do we talk about here? Practicing so many other perspectives. Practicing different perspectives. The other thing, I mean, it's fascinating to break all this down. The other thing is, so now can you, in the middle of the storm, turn around? So that's a question that only you can ask. Can you stop being angry? Can you about face when you're so hot, you're frying eggs? Can you do an about face? That's a practice. And the other practice is, I told you that when I teach the classes, the importance of happiness, or the truth about happiness, and the first day I give everybody a gift, and in that gift is a real object. And I say, in that gift, in that package, is the answer to all of your challenges, and all of your struggles, and all of the problems that you're going to have for the rest of your life, and what's inside the package. You all know this. It's a mirror. A mirror is inside the package. And so I can guarantee by everything that happened, there were no mirrors being pulled out that night. No mirrors. There were mirrors pointed out at everybody else. Blame, 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 blame. No, there were no mirrors being used. Not a judgment, a description. The other interesting, what I observed is, I've shared this before. I have given myself permission to lie. I know, sorry. Put your seatbelt on. To lie if it means keeping the peace. I can lie to others, but lying to myself is something different. Lying to self, for me, is a poison, is destructive. It's a cancer. And let me give you an example before I get the emails. You lie to other people. You lie. Well, I say the same thing. I give the same example. When my mother was alive, she loved to watch the news. I don't know why. She was fearful, but she loved watching more fear and more tragedies on the news. I mean, the news would be blasting all day long. My father, too, they would never miss the news and all of the bad news on the news. I mean, all the murders, all the rapes, all of it. Robberies, muggings. Oh, was there entertainment? And I don't watch the news. I just, go figure. Oh, my gosh. And so there was a time when I would get scolded for not watching it because, well, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's happening. You don't know what's going on in the world. How can you just stick your head in the sand? Trust me, I get that a lot. And I'm good with it. You pay attention to what's happening in the world. I'm going to focus on this vibration that I'm vibrating. I got enough going on. I got enough going on here. Where was my point? Oh, the news. Oh, yes, looking at the news. So then I got to a point, instead of just saying, Mom, I don't listen to the news. I mean, she knew me. She knew me. It's been 50 years. I don't watch the news. And finally, after 50-something years, I got it. Yeah, Mom, I watched the news. Yeah, Mom, I saw that. Yeah, that was terrible. I wasn't watching the news, but I definitely was keeping a peace. That's what I'm talking about when I say, yes, I'll lie to keep the peace. That's one of my practices. So just be warned. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to say that I'm right and you're wrong. I'm not going to do any of that in my real life. I'm going to surrender and say, yeah, okay. That, in the real life, I mean, unless we have some kind of business beef, that's what's going to happen. So let's recap. Hold on a second. Let me get my list. Did I write that out? Oh, where's my list? Where's my list? Where's my list, audience? What did Slapgate teach me about where I am in my practice? Number one, words would never have had power to make me feel good and or bad, and that's coming from anyone. Anyone, strangers, people close to me. Number two, not going to take any of that personally. It's a joke. Personal, in fact, this is as crazy as I would be. If you're making fun of me, I feel honored. I would feel honored if Chris Strzok was making fun of me. Thank you. I really would. Taking anything personally, no. No, I'm not taking anything personally. Having an obligation for someone else's feelings, I might have that really bad. Because when I've heard people say, well, you hurt my feelings or you... or it's your fault, I give up and say, you know what? Good luck with that. Good luck with blaming me for how you're feeling. I'm not even going to try to convince you. You want to, it's my fault? Okay. It's my fault. And the ability to turn and snap and turn in a, and turn on a dime and switch up the emotions in a second without and get rid of the programming of this I'm angry and I have to power through it and I have to act on it, act on my anger? Or do I have the ability to snap out of it, just like Caesar, just like the dog whisperer? Snap out of it. How many of you can do that? So what did you learn? What did you learn about yourself? And you know what else I have to say? That I did make judgments about it. I judged and I said, well, there's no peace in his heart. There's no peace in her heart. I can't say that. That's a judgment. I don't know that. I just know that I didn't feel any peace from that stage or that. I didn't feel peace. I could be wrong. But I didn't feel any. What is the biggest gift you can give to yourself? The ability to smile on your deathbed. Ah, deep breath here. Deep inhale. Well, that's all we have for today's show. Let's see what, today's show. Where is my today's show list? I was going to have listen to me live on OWL, I'm sorry, on Fireside, on OWL, download OWL, the new app, OWWLL, we're beta testing it. Well, that's the end of today's show. I want to thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Reality Spirituality is live and on video every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. on Fireside, on the Fireside app. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube, but that's a work in progress. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And I wrote a chapter in the book I read, which was just released on March 29th and is now an Amazon bestseller. The book I read, you can get that on Amazon. It's a collaboration of 25-plus authors sharing their personal stories about which books have profoundly impacted and changed their lives. So I wrote a chapter in that. And the book I read is now available on Amazon and on Kindle for $1.99. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, is still being written, of course, and it's going to be out this year. I just don't know when, but it will be finished this year, published. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're a conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, global happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle, and student. Happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week.
Yeah. Always time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Time to get.